app. See?
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. FBI Director Christopher Wray is resigning before Donald Trump can fire him. Wray spoke to FBI employees today during an annual town hall.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January.
CBS's Nicole Skenga says Trump became disillusioned with Wray soon after he appointed him to a 10-year term in 2017.
In the months after Trump appointed Christopher Wray to lead the nation's premier law enforcement agency, their relationship soured. The tipping point, Trump's fury, his anger after the FBI executed that search warrant in August of 2022 at his Mar-a-Lago home searching for classified documents.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a gun found on the suspect in the death of a healthcare CEO, the shooting death of a healthcare CEO, has been linked to that shooting.
We were able to match that gun to the three shell casings that we found in Midtown at the scene of the homicide.
And CBS News has learned that two law enforcement sources say police found a notebook when they arrested the suspect in the shooting of Brian Thompson in New York. They say he wrote that he considered using a bomb but decided on a shooting because it wouldn't put innocent lives in danger. In scenic Malibu, California, a wildfire has charred at least 4,000 acres now and forced thousands to evacuate, among them Johnny Constantine.
Most dangerous, craziest looking fire I've saw in my life. And the smell and the smoke. Seen palm trees I've seen for 10 years. That are just lit like a candle.
Luxury real estate brokers Oren and Tal Alexander and their brother Alon have been charged with sex trafficking. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
As of today, law enforcement has interviewed dozens of women who reported being forcibly raped or sexually assaulted by at least one of the Alexander brothers. This conduct, as alleged, was heinous.
Prosecutors say the three men ran a sex trafficking scheme and assaulted dozens of women between 2010 and 2021. Inflation continues to push grocery bills ever higher, especially in high-cost areas of the country like San Francisco. Jordan Berger says she's experiencing sticker shock.
Eggs right now are anywhere from $7 and up. And I remember when I could go into the store and spend $3.50.
Inflation rose 2.7% last month, the second consecutive monthly increase. The House today passed a bill that includes a 14.5% pay raise for junior enlisted troops. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow down slightly, S&P 500 up about 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he will resign from his post at the end of the current administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson says of the decision,
something new is happening. It's a new day in America. We need a change at the FBI.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for FBI director is Kash Patel. New York City's police commissioner says they've been able to tie the suspect in the murder of insurance CEO Brian Thompson to the crime scene after shell casings found at the scene matched the suspect's gun. And our Matt Piper reports,
lab results matched suspect Luigi Mangione's prints to a water bottle and protein bar wrapper found near the scene of the killing.
The wildfire in Malibu, California is over 6 square miles and 7% contained. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says residents have cooperated with evacuation orders.
We have no reports of significant injuries or deaths, and that is a huge victory, but that is because of this work being done.
No word on what caused the fire. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Currently, we're at 8.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Now, there's times you have to, but you'd rather get into the X's and O's and the execution pieces and developing some offense, which we have been. You're starting to see a lot of the small games and things that I think that we've been doing during the week is starting to pour over into our games at different times. So for us, growing, not looking in the rearview mirror, other than learning from mistakes and limited successes that we've had, and making sure that we're keeping our focus out in the front windshield of what's coming at us. And so this last weekend was a good step. Really good on Friday, pretty good on Saturday against a real quality opponent with the number one team in the country. And now we're going into a building that is difficult to play in, and they've got a little sting to their game right now because of what happened up in Minneapolis. But we're going to worry about ourselves this week and put us in a great spot going in on Friday.
Yeah, Michigan got swept at Minnesota last weekend. Gophers, by the way, the top-ranked team of the country this week, according to the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. But the Gophers shut out the Wolverines twice. It's the first time since 1943 that Michigan had been shut out twice by the same team in a weekend series. That's obviously unheard of in our lifetime. Again, more on the Wolverines here in just a bit. You were talking about the offensive game. You know, the goal production is coming. Your power play is, too. I think six for the last 16. And that was a beauty on Friday with Cody Laskowski blind between the legs pass to a wide-open Quinn Finley, who hammered it into basically the empty net. But I've watched practice and Cody do that and others do that. That play is there. And, boy, it clicked on Friday.
You know what? From the coaching standpoint, you look at the group that we have right now, and you continue to learn as you work with them. And at the end of the day, players make plays. You've got to have them in comfortable spots so that they're able to read situations and then execute. And I thought, you know, Cody he didn't start off the way that he wanted to, but I think he's really found his stride here as of late. Big time play. And Quinn Finley's been, you know, our best player. You know, he just has offensively. He finds different ways to score. It's something that is a passion of his. You can see it when he does. And I just thought, you know, our power play needs to continue to grow if we're going to be there at the end of the day. And we score one on Friday and we get one on Saturday.
Yeah, and the penalty kill needs to improve, though, obviously, right?
It does, and we've our best penalty killer has got to be our goaltender, and I think he's come quite a bit. You look at what happened. We're not putting ourselves in that position to have to do it very often.
True.
So we're just trying to clean up when we do go on it. And if you look at that goal itself, we had an opportunity to clear. Puck was on our stick. You know, he had support, tries to clear on backhand, stays in. One of our penalty killers had lost his stick.
Right.
That stick should be in the lane that puck went through to the back door, and they end up scoring a power play goal. So some of the confidence that we've had with our power play, we need to start to garner some of that in those situations with our penalty kill, because right now our power play is feeling good about themselves, and we've got to get our penalty kill to do the same.
Yeah, and we have to keep in mind, too, there was so much turnover from last season to this season with nearly half your roster brand new. So it's, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than a head coach might like for everybody to get onto the same page, but we're seeing more of that now, and with that, the confidence is growing too, as you can see.
Well, and you know what, you ask the guys every day, just like a coaching staff, to look in the mirror on did we get done what we could get done today, and this group, more often than not, has been able to answer yes in that process. Mm-hmm. Now, not the results, like you said. Coach wants that to happen a lot sooner than later. You know, our issues early was the little bit of the lack of scoring production and lack of being able to keep it out of the net at 90% of the time.
And you also were banged up in the back end, which didn't help.
Right. And so now those things have all continued to grow, and we need that to continue if we want to finish our first half off in a real positive way. And so I've liked our group's mentality. And again, to me, there's certain things that they get to control, and they've been doing a good job of that, but we got to can it this weekend and make sure we're prepared for a very, let's just say, they're not going to be happy with what happened last weekend. And we'll acknowledge that, but again, we're worrying about ourselves. We've got to go in and continue to grow.
Mike mentioned Quinn Finley tied for second in the country with 11 goals. Cody Laskowski, 3 goals, 4 points in his last 6 games. And Tommy Scarfone, I mentioned before, unbeaten in his only 1 loss in his last 7 starts. In that span, he's got goals against of about 2 and a save percentage of .920 or so. I know we spoke about Tommy last week, how he looks more calm and comfortable and aggressive on top of his crease. As a human being, though, getting to know him a little bit, boy, he's a very likable young man, and he works hard, and he expects a lot of himself, but he also expects a lot of his teammates, too.
He does, you know, and I'll go back and share a little story with the people that are listening here, and you and I have talked about it. We end up winning a very important game for us up at, when we were out at Penn State, and Daniel Latch scores the overtime goal for the second time this year. Gets us a game winner, and Tommy's skating off the ice, and he's skating towards the bench as the guys are down in the corner with Latchy. And I'm expecting to see a big grin and a kid that's really excited about we just won an overtime. And I said, hey, man, I said, congratulations on the win. He looked at me, and he had a little sour grimace on his face, and he goes, you know what, we have to be better. And then it's one thing to say that to a coach in that moment without your teammates around. But then we get in the locker room and, you know, the guys recognized him for winning a hockey game. And he said, hey, guys, I really appreciate it, but we've got to get our so-and-so together. We've got to be better. And when your goaltender is doing that, you can start to play with a little bit of confidence because he's putting himself out there, and that's what he's done, and I think he's playing very well. We've got to continue to play well around him.
Yeah, we'll hear from Tommy Scarfone a little bit later on in the radio show. Mike Hastings is with us. Badgers head to Ann Arbor to take on Michigan this weekend. More coming up. This is Badger. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Jerry?
Ah, yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Badger women's hockey team hits the semester break at 19-1, ranked number one in the country. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a little bit. This is our final radio show of 2024. Our next radio show is coming up on January 15th. Mike Hastings is with us. And before we look ahead to Michigan, a few things because it's our last radio show, but I also wanted to touch on one thing from last week. Joe Pavelski night on Saturday night. It was so much fun. He came up during the broadcast, sat with Ian Parent and me for, you know, 10 minutes of the second period, talking hockey, talking life. And I know he's so excited that he's getting a chance to coach his son, Nate. They call him Tuna. But he's so excited being able to be more involved with his son's hockey career. And I know Pav spoke to the team on Saturday, but then his son got involved too, right?
Yeah, Tuna, he read our starting lineup. And it was, you know, our guys, the respect, and it's interesting being able to be in the background and watch how our athletes react to Joe's presence. And then really listening to them when he spends time and talks to them and they start talking hockey or something that maybe he's witnessed about their specific game, and just see the admiration for the guy that walked out just because of what he does as a player, but then to go ahead and match up the humility and just the down-to-earth type human being that Joe is, and then to have Tuna in the locker room, our guys were excited. It crushed our group, yeah, to not be able to get it done for Joe on his night on Saturday, just because of all the things that he's done previously, what he's doing right now, being able to be what we would call an example setter for his entire life. And so we're blessed in this community to have a lot of alumni that are passionate about our program. And Joe's definitely passionate about it. And just it was exciting to see our guys react to Tuna getting in there and giving the starting lineup. So anytime Joe stops by, we're blessed, and that door is always open.
Yeah, I'm sure Sunday morning he was out on Lake Wabisa trying to catch a muskie too.
You know what? He was Nate had a game
in Stoughton
against Dallas the next morning. So I know he was out there. No, he might have went out after. I don't know. But hopefully they found a way to get that done.
Yeah, Wisconsin at Michigan this weekend, and then a couple of weeks off, and then the fourth annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Fiserv Forum December 28th and 29th, a Saturday, Sunday. Ferris State, UConn, and Alaska are in the field. You got your first taste of it a year ago. Great crowds down there. There's always been a great backing of Badger fans in Milwaukee for this hockey program. I know that you appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you know what? Again, I was a newbie. It was a first, and I thought the tournament ran fantastically. Mm-hmm. And again, that building's a great building to go play a game of hockey. And so for us, you know, we're focused on what's going on right now. I know that'll get here soon enough, but we're excited about being a part of that event.
And I know you're excited about going to Wrigley Field in Chicago, too. I know you're worried about the Wolverines, but again, with this being the last radio show, fans are fired up to go to the frozen confines for Wisconsin's game against Michigan State on Saturday night, January 4th, an 8 o'clock puck drop. That follows a game in East Lansing 2 days prior, but baseball fan growing up, right?
Yeah, you bet. I grew up, and again, because of where we were located in northern Minnesota, we had WGN, and I was able to watch the Cubbies with my father. And yeah, it's iconic. It's historic. You get an opportunity to ride the coattails of the National Hockey League and them having an outdoor event against a rival that we just played this last weekend. You know, for these guys, this is a memory. This is, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to play where we're playing, against who we're playing, and be able to do it outdoors. And so this is something that they'll be talking to their kids about.
Yeah. Forgive me for not knowing this. Have you been a part of an outdoor game before or games?
Yeah. And actually one up at MSU where we played right out on the football field. It was a perfect setting as far as it was snowing out, and to see our athletes as of today didn't quite go through the same process that a lot of the guys, whether it's Joe or myself, dating myself or Mark Johnson, and talking about playing outdoors and going out and skating on the river or skating on outdoor rinks, because that was just part of kind of growing up. So for those guys to experience it post that, I've talked to a few of them about it and asked them, you know, what has been one of your most memorable experiences while you've been playing hockey? And a lot of them reference that. So hopefully we can find a way at that time when we're playing that we can make that be a memory that they want to remember forever.
Yeah, love going. I've called games at Lambeau Field, Camp Randall Stadium, Soldier Field. But to call a game now at a baseball stadium, and I'm a baseball nut, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. There's going to be, I guess, like a seventh inning stretch during the second intermission. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I know Harry would.
Yes. Yes. I don't think there will be any showers in the right field bleachers like he and Jimmy Pearsall used to do with the White Sox back in the day. But, no, I mean, that'll be a thrill. And, again, against Michigan State, January 4th, go to Cubs.com/frozen confines, and that's where you can get your tickets for that Wrigley Field game. Again, Cubs.com/frozen confines, Big Ten hockey. You'll find it. A lot of great seats available. They're going to go put the rink from first base to third base, and it'll be a treat. And then the tickets for the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, 28th and 29th of this month, go to Ticketmaster.com. More about that. Mike Hastings with us here for a couple of more minutes. I know, you know, your club's 5-4-1 in the last 10 games, all four losses by 3-2 scores, three of them in overtime. But as we were talking about, getting better, it seems, each and every week. It's exciting to think about the possibilities with this group, isn't it?
It is. When you're a coach and you're preaching that to your guys and we weren't getting the results early, it's hard for them to look at it and say, okay, I can follow this. But they did. They stuck with it. We're starting to see, we obviously haven't been perfect with what you just said over the last 10, but we are going in the right direction. And so that gives them a little traction of understanding, hey, if we're willing to do the work, the results will come. And you're seeing some things come where we've talked about the power play. We've talked about our goaltending. And solidifying ourselves defensively a little bit while we're continuing to grow our offensive game. And that has produced some success, so we need that to continue, and not only continue, but continue to improve.
Yeah, and now against a Michigan team that just got swept, shut out twice at Minnesota. Brandon Nerado is their third-year head coach. Took them to the Frozen Four a year ago. They lost a lot of key players. Rutger McGroarty and Gavin Brindley, the player of the year in the Big Ten. Dylan Duke, Frank Nazer, Seamus Casey, one of the most exciting defensemen in college hockey. They always tend to reload. But I tell you, when I saw that the Gophers shut them out twice, I mean, I just that doesn't seem right.
Well, and you know what, it's the day and age that we're at. You know, looking down and breaking down the video, they had many opportunities. I think Minnesota's playing as well as they've played all year, with and without the puck. They've been deadly on the power play. And so for us, again, we're continuing to stay in our own little bubble and make sure that we're progressing the way that we need to. But they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. They're back in their own building, trying to finish off the first half like we are. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but we're excited about the opportunity.
And remember last year you went there and split with them and had a wild 6-5 overtime game. That was crazy, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was 4-3 after one period. It was back and forth. There were 8 goals in the first, 21 minutes of the game.
Yeah. And you know what? Things can happen in a hurry in that building. Yeah. The crowd's right on top of you. I think managing momentum, whether you have it or they have it, is a very important piece in that building. They can turn one into two or three if you're not paying attention to the details. And so our group's done a better job of that here as of late, and it's going to be a focus for us moving on into this weekend.
And again, staying out of the box, too. Their penalty power play in Big Ten plays like 33%.
Yeah, better. They do a good enough job creating their own offense. We've got to make sure that we're disciplined, and they're going to come at us physically as State did. But I thought we managed that pretty well. So stay focused and get off to a good start
All right. So, again, this is our last radio show till January 15th. So after the Michigan series, you're going to take a break, you and your wife, and then the team's actually going to come back to Madison and practice on Christmas Day, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, just because of the timing of that tournament.
Right.
And getting back, and so we're trying to give the guys as much time as we can to be home with their families and most important people in their world. And then get back here. We'll skate that night. We'll go one or two times on the 26th and then get on the road.
Right. And hopefully you'll be back to, or closer to full health by that time. We haven't seen Simon Tassie in the lineup for a while, Ryan Botterill as well, the freshman forward. And I know Joe Palatichuk, who just got back from an upper body injury, got dinged up again against Michigan State, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And you know what? Right now, I hate to put it this way, but the word day-to-day has just come out of my mouth way too often. and with those guys, you know, Simon won't be available, and the other guys are day-to-day. And with that, we'll just have to continue to see what we have available. I will say when we get back from Christmas, I do believe if we don't have anything go sideways with that group that we just discussed over break, I think we'll be about as healthy as we have been the whole year once we get back from break.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure, that's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin at Michigan this weekend. Puck drops Friday at 5 o'clock, pregame at 4:30. Saturday, face-off at 6, coverage at 5:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We'll hear from Badgers goaltender Tommy Scarfone in a moment, plus Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson before the top of the hour. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Well, heading into the final weekend of the first semester, Minnesota is the new number one team in the country, according to the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. The Gophers are 15-2-1 after shutting out Michigan twice last weekend at Mariucci Arena. Minnesota on top the Big Ten standings at 8-0 with 23 points. Wisconsin in second place with 15. Michigan State in third place with 14. The Spartans, number one a week ago, now third in the country. They're 12-2 overall. Michigan and Ohio State tied for fourth in the Big Ten with 11 points. Notre Dame has only three. Penn State 0-8 in the league, 1 point. The Nittany Lions have a non-conference game against Army Thursday night in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the 15th-ranked Buckeyes home to play Notre Dame, and the top-ranked Golden Gophers tangle with the third-ranked Spartans. Yeah, Michigan State was ranked number one in the country when it came to Madison last Friday, and that night, Wisconsin goaltender Tommy Scarfone earned his 60th career win and his 10th career shutout while playing in his 100th collegiate game. Scarfone, a transfer from RIT, has played well over the last six, seven games. He's 5-1-1 in his last seven, in fact, with a 178 goals against average and a .920 save percentage. And Tommy Scarfone is still getting used to his teammates and his surroundings here in Madison, as we spoke earlier this week.
Well, Tommy, you haven't been in Madison very long. You getting used to it? Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm loving it so far. It's a lot of fun here, and the atmosphere around Madison, too, just the vibes, the city. It's just been great so far.
That's great. Now, Tommy's from Montreal. Any similarities between Montreal and Madison?
Montreal's a lot bigger, but just the atmosphere, I think, would be the same anywhere in any city you'll be. You'll see a lot of people, a lot of noise, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, a lot of hockey fans in Montreal,
yeah.
I understand too, right?
Yeah.
You're a Canadiens fan?
I don't really have a team, but
really?
my whole family are Bruins fans, so it's a big rivalry, big controversy where I'm from.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How does that sit in the neighborhood?
And the neighborhood's fine. Now it's fine. But growing up, when we go to school, there'd be like the Habs would be in the playoffs, and then my brother would wear a Bruins jersey, and we get laughed at for it. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. Tommy, you're French-speaking, correct?
Yep.
You grew up speaking French and then learned English? Is that right? What was that process like?
I spoke both at home growing up. Mm-hmm. Everyone was kind of bilingual in my area of the woods. But I went to school in French, studied in French up until I left for prep school. So
okay. Yeah. It's interesting, too, because Tommy's a French-speaking Canadian, and William Grama, another goaltender, is Swedish, and then Anton Castro is of Mexican heritage.
Yeah.
And you guys did a nice little piece a couple of weeks ago about Badgers Beyond Borders, just celebrating UW athletes with an international flavor. What a group of guys you three have. You were trying to teach them French. Did they pick it up pretty well?
They tried. It was obviously a little hard. We all tried to teach each other a bit of our languages, but struggled a little bit, but I think we figured it out.
Did you figure out Swedish or Spanish?
I think I said it. The Swedish part I said well,
okay.
But I don't know if I would be able to repeat it. I need like a couple tries to get it right.
Yeah. Tommy Scarfone is with us. Three impressive years at RIT, and then you elected to transfer. Why?
I wanted to transfer for my senior year just to play in the top division in the NCAA, which is the Big Ten, and also experience a bigger school, bigger atmosphere, and put all the chances on my side to then eventually take the step to play pro hockey. So I think coming to Madison was the right choice for that.
Certainly so. And playing Big Ten hockey, too. You found out this is a pretty difficult league, isn't it?
Yeah. I think what's cool about it is night in and night out, anyone who you play in the Big Ten is going to be the best of the best of the NCAA, so you're always going to be facing top teams, ranked teams, and that's how you get better individually and as a team. So,
yeah. Have you done anything differently since you left RIT, since you've been a Badger?
I wouldn't say differently. I would say like the, not atmosphere, but like just like the daily grind is a little bit different. Just like just timings, basically.
Sure.
When you work out in the morning, skatings, meetings, all that type of thing. But
very professional like, right?
Very professional like, and I think that's exactly what you need to get to the next level. So.
Yeah, and be a pro on the ice or with a hockey program, and then take care of school too.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
important, right?
Yeah.
Personal finance major.
Yeah.
All right. What do you hope to do if hockey? Well, eventually, when your hockey career does end, because it ends for everybody.
Yeah, it does end for everybody. To be honest, I'm not too sure. I just know anything within the business world. I just wanted to get my degree in personal finance. And that will open up a lot of doors for me in the future, but focusing on hockey for now.
That's Badgers goaltender Tommy Scarfone. The Wisconsin women's hockey team hits the semester break, ranked number one in the country, 19 wins in 20 games so far. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team hits the semester break with an NCAA best 19-1 record. Only one loss in conference play after a two-game sweep at Minnesota State last weekend. Friday night, the Badgers won 2-1. Kirsten Sims set up Caroline Harvey's power play goal 2 minutes into the game. And then Sims scored about 5 minutes into the second for a 2-0 lead. Ava McNaughton did the rest, stopping 23 shots, including 11 in the third period. So the Badgers win a tight one in the opener. And then on Saturday, freshman Maggie Scannell scored twice. Layla Edwards had a goal and 3 points. And McNaughton only had to make 10 stops.
stops in a 5-0 win over the Mavericks. So again, the Badgers are 19-1, 13-1 in the WCHA at the semester break. And joining us now is head coach Mark Johnson. And I know we were just talking about that series. You thought that Minnesota State would throw everything at you. They had beaten Ohio State a couple of weeks prior and maybe could have swept them as well. That Friday game was tight, but that Saturday game, you were really impressed with how your team performed.
Yeah, it was two different types of showings. One, as you mentioned, I was concerned just because of, you know, what Mankato had done the previous couple weekends. You know, they're a senior-laid team where they have 9 seniors and COVID kids, so they're a veteran team, so they're not going to be intimidated. They had some great success against Ohio State, so as a coach, you're looking at all these things and also looking at your team, and it's the last weekend of the semester. 8 or 9 of the kids are getting on a plane Sunday when we get home, and they're off to play for Team USA and Team Canada in a tournament over in Finland. We got finals coming up. You got all the holiday music going on in the radios, and kids are thinking about the holiday break. And so it's like my biggest concern was, are we going to be present? Are we going to be able to, you know, stay focused and play a couple real good games? And Friday, as I thought, you know, they defend well. Mm-hmm. Their goalie's playing really well. I think 2 of the last 3 weekends, she's been, you know, goalie of the week for, you know, the WCHA. So she's got confidence and a veteran team, and yeah, it sort of went the way I thought it was going to go. And so you get to Saturday, and the challenge to the team was, can we play consistent shift in and shift out for 3 periods instead of, you know, for 30 or 40 or 50 minutes? Can we do it for the whole game? That would be the objective. And as you mentioned, I was really pleased with the way we played Saturday from start to finish. It was probably our best game in far as the word consistency looks at. And so that's a great way to end the season.
Or the semester, not the season. You'd like to end the season that way, wouldn't you?
Oh, it'd be a lot of fun, but, you know, it's just, again, it was the last game of, you know, 2024 for us, right. And so how are we going to do it? And so I was really happy. The team was energetic throughout the game, which we needed to do, and, you know, Maggie came up with a goal early in the game, which gave us, you know, the energy to keep going. But the first period, we were really good, and so it's nice to showcase ourselves that if we want, you know, put our minds to it and we go on the ice and play at that level, we can be a pretty good hockey team.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch. I know Caroline Harvey's having quite a run. She's up to 109 points in her career, which is 3rd best among Wisconsin defensemen, only 22 points behind Sis Paulson's school record. 3 straight 35-plus point seasons for a defender. Those are pretty good numbers there.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's times in a game when you get a power play. To me, it's more important because, you know, if the score is 2-0, which it was, we get a power play, can we make it 3?
Yeah.
And the difference between 2 or 3 is for me, is big. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we make it 3. And so the power play has been quite effective, you know, probably the last 4 or 5 weekends. The players that are on the ice are figuring things out. You're not set in tune to 1 or 2, 3 things. It's like, what are they doing? What are they trying to do against you to defend? And so we've been able to do some things, and the players have been able to be creative enough to get opportunities. And Caroline, you know, with her shot from the blue line, if she has some space and time in a lane, you know, the last 3 or 4 weekends, she's been able to pick that corner and be able to, you know, laser it in there. And obviously, you know, she's been consistent in doing that, but she's playing at a real high level and doing a lot of great things on the ice for us.
Yeah, somebody else who's playing at a high level right now is Kirsten Sims. She only had 3 goals in her first 9 games. You and I had spoken about her, well, probably a month and a half ago. She's a goal scorer. They will come as long as she's getting her chances. Well, she's getting her chances, and now she's scoring goals. 9 goals, 22 points, the last 11 games. I think for Kirsten, it probably helps when she's skating on the same line with Casey O'Brien and Layla Edwards, right?
Yeah, and Casey's playing another player that's playing at a real high level. You know, she dinged her shoulder up out in Maine and, you know, missed a couple days of practice. But, you know, she's passing the puck. She made a pass, you know, to Layla Edwards and, you know, on a 2-on-1 that went through about 3 different players' sticks. And, you know, it was a saucer pass. And it wasn't on Layla's stick for a half a second. I mean, it's just boom in the back of the net. And so, you know, yeah, if you're playing with those kids, you're going to get opportunities. And as we mentioned with Kirsten, you know, she's getting chances. I mean, she had a couple posts again in both games this past weekend, or could have had a couple more goals. But she's getting opportunities. She's moving her feet. She's being competitive. And that line's been really good for us, you know, between Edwards, O'Brien, and Sims.
Yeah. Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Mark mentioned a number of players after getting back from Minnesota State hopped a plane to go to Finland to play in the Six Nations Cup. Six Nations Cup, it's all college rosters, at least for the United States and Canadian teams. The other countries in this tournament are national teams that will be playing. The U.S. begins preliminary play against Finland on December 11th. That's a Wednesday. And then Switzerland on Thursday, December 12th. And then the quarterfinals begin the 14th of December. The title game is the 15th of December at 11 a.m. Central Time. Also in the tournament, Canada, Czechia, and Sweden. They're in the other group. But Lacey Eden, Layla Edwards, Caroline Harvey, Kirsten Sims, Casey O'Brien, all part of the U.S. squad. And they've been in this position before. But how about for goaltender Ava McNaughton or Cassie Hall or Lainey Potter that are getting a crack at this, too? What a great experience for them.
Yeah, it's exciting for them. I wouldn't want to be on the trip that they had. We got back from Mankato late Saturday night, and they're on a plane Sunday morning flying from Madison to Detroit, then Detroit to Boston, then to Paris, then to Helsinki. So how'd you like to be on that itinerary? So I'm sure when they got there, they're going to be a little bit exhausted coming off back-to-back games. But Steph, our trainer, is also part of that staff. So they'll be able to do things, and they're playing at a high level. They're in good shape. And so, you know, for Murphy and for Waz, who's playing for Team Canada, they get an opportunity that they're all dreaming of to put on their respected country's jersey and go play for them. And this tournament's a new one, so it'll be interesting to see what the feedback comes back with from all those different players and the coaching staff, because anytime you play for a championship is always fun. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully everybody gets back healthy and enjoys you know, at least a week of holidays. And then when we come back right after Christmas, we get right into the thick of things with our game here against Ohio State, and then the outdoor game down at Wrigley. So you get a few minutes to breathe and relax and enjoy life and enjoy the holidays. But as coaches and players, there's always things in the back of your mind because something's coming next. And for us, next is going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it will be, I'm sure. So again, 10 current Badgers playing in that Six Nations Cup. Mark mentioned Sarah Woznevich and Ava Murphy playing for Team Canada. Wisconsin's next game, January 2nd, a Thursday at LeBron Arena against Ohio State. And then the two teams will meet at Wrigley Field as part of the Frozen Confines. We're going to get to that here right now, in fact, because Mark's, because it does sound interesting. You were a pretty good baseball player, I recall, when you were a youngster growing up in Madison. You've played in outdoor games, coached in outdoor games before. This is Wrigley Field, an iconic baseball stadium. I know you're looking forward to it. I'm sure the young ladies are, too.
Oh, I'm sure everybody is. The fans, you know, the players and the coaching staff are quite excited. It just seems weird, as you mentioned, you know, 30 seconds ago, that we'll be playing at Wrigley Field. Just, you know, it's like surreal. Like, no, that's not going to happen. No, pinch me. Yeah, it's actually going to happen. And so, you know, to go on the ice and play in you know, historical, and if you're a baseball fan, you know, that and Fenway Park, and, you know, maybe throw a couple other venues in, but those are the places that you wanted to see a baseball game. And I've seen a couple games down there. You know, I got a chance to sing at the seventh inning stretch, and now I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd be able to see a rink in Wrigley Field and then actually get to play and coach in it. So it's going to be fun. And you know, you got two great teams playing against each other at a real high level, and we've competed the last several years in very meaningful games, and this one's going to be one that I think at the end of the day everybody's going to enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, January 4th, Wisconsin, Ohio State outside at Wrigley Field. The game will face off at 4:30. It'll be live on the Big Ten Network. That's right. I remember you sang the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. What were the reviews of your performance, Mark?
Well, my review was outstanding. I got through it. There were no hiccups. Everybody sang along with me. And then, everybody was giving their input on, well, hey, I don't know if you, you know, don't lose your day job because I'm not sure you're ever going to be a singer. But the experience in itself was something that was really cool. And that day, I think the Cubs ended up either got 8, 9, or 10 runs in the first inning. They batted around. And so that one of the fellows that I went down with, is his lifelong Cubs fan. Yeah. And his dream was always to, you know, see the Cubs win the World Series. And up to that point, they hadn't. But it was like heaven on earth that day, because all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're watching the Cubs bat around, and it's like, doesn't get any better than this.
That's awesome. That is so fun. That is so fun. So, again, at the semester break, Wisconsin has the best record in the NCAA, averaging more than 5.5 goals per game, giving up less than one a game. That's number one, both number one in the country. They also have the top four scorers in the country in O'Brien, Edwards, Harvey, and Sims. Can you get any better than you've played this first semester, Mark?
Well, from the coaching standpoint, if we can duplicate, what we did Saturday afternoon at Mankato, that's what you're looking for, where it's consistency in all the little things coaches and, announcers talk about. Are we doing the little things tonight? And as you're doing a game with the men and you can notice those things, and then if you look at the results or as the score, that's one of the reasons we're ahead or we're in this game, because we're doing all these little things and things are working. And so, we reflect on the games, that we've played up to this point, and we're always looking to try to get better. What can we do to get better? And, those are the things the next couple of weeks we'll address. But it all comes down to the players' willingness to do what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. And then when they see something like we, showcased Saturday up in Mankato, that's what it's looked like. We're capable of doing that. Now, can we consistently do that? So that'll be the challenge the next 14 games.
All right. That's head coach Mark Johnson. Thanks so much for your time throughout 2024, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you as well to you, too. Enjoy them.
I will, for sure. Again, Mark Johnson with us. The Wisconsin women back in action January 2nd at Le Bon against Ohio State, and then the two teams square off at the frozen confines January 4th at Wrigley Field. That will be so much fun. Stay tuned. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
Now, that was funny. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always fun talking hockey with Mark Johnson, and it'll be fun to watch the Six Nations tournament that's underway in Tampere, Finland. 10 of Mark's current players playing either for the United States or Canada against national teams from Finland, Switzerland, Czechia, and Sweden. The title game is Sunday at 11 o'clock Central Time. Tip of the cap to Tommy Scarfone. We heard from him earlier in the show. Tommy, the Badgers senior goaltender, named the Big Ten's number one star for last week. He stopped 59 of 62 shots against top-ranked Michigan State. And on Friday, in the 100th game of his career, he earned his 60th win, a 26-save shutout. Last Badger to be the number one star in the Big Ten, Simon Tassie, at last year's Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Tassie had four goals in the tournament, including a hat trick against Northeastern in the championship game. Wisconsin's at Michigan this weekend. We're on the air Friday at 4:30, Saturday at 5:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. My thanks to Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, and Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Like a romance movie, like a somewhere in time being shot there. Or, you know, the area is also famous. We've talked a little bit about this on this show, shipwrecks.
Yeah.
Like, and there's ghost stories involved. Like, you could either shoot like really scary stuff there or really kind of sweet romantic stuff, it seems like.
I think it does draw a mix of the two, because the last project I worked on up there, Angels in the Rye, had that very sweet element to it. And at least the scenes they shot in Door County were dating and going out to the restaurant. And then, you know, one of the other projects I knew that was up there in the last year or so was done as a horror film. So I think you can get that draw for both.
That's pretty cool. Well, I wish you luck with that. The meeting is tomorrow. Keep me posted on that. I would love it if there was a Door County film office. And not just because I want to show up with a casserole. I do. Kurt is going to swim. You're going to swim the channel again, you said?
Well, I have a bigger one coming up.
What are you going to swim next?
So whether it's going to be
across Lake Michigan.
Not quite.
Oh, come on, dude.
But I would love to, in this next year, do the Death's Door swim, which would be a 7-mile swim.
Oh, you are out of your
from
mind.
From Washington Island to
you
Gilles
are crazy.
Rock.
You're not doing that.
And believe it or not, it's been done by just a small handful of people over the years.
But did anybody ever get lost while they were doing that?
Not to my knowledge, one gal, she trained for quite a while, and she did that swim. And she was the first to do it. And then I think it was two or three friends who all swam it together a number of years later. So it's a really kind of a fascinating history of swimming in Door County.
Listen,
as well.
if you swim Death's Door, Kurt, and I'm telling you this because you're a friend, get yourself a really heavy duty pair of water wings, because ships go down there. You think you're swimming that? That's crazy.
Well,
you got to have a spotter for that one.
That one will. Yeah. That will absolutely have a spotter.
So, all right.
Yeah, we'll do it safe. We'll do it right.
This on the stream, Craig Knitt says, Pete, you and Kurt are an inspiration. Wow. I love what you have to say about the arts to our youth. Well, Craig Wood, Craig's a teacher, and he does a lot of great things teaching kids the arts and acting and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And then in all caps, he typed Door County Film Office. So people are on board.
That's awesome.
And if my casserole puts you over the top tomorrow, maybe I should bring a bundt cake too.
I think that would really
all right, some
deal.
Refreshments.
Yep.
Conrad, bring some Yoo-Hoo, maybe some juice boxes.
A boom boom stick.
Let's nail this thing. Let's bring a boom boom stick. this has been fun. We got off to a rough start. We had some technical issues. The guys in Madison crushed it. Conrad worked hard. Todd Michaels was on the phone with us. We figured it out. We finally got Dan Schaefer on the show on time at 6:35. And then Kurt Krause was patient enough. He gave us a few more minutes with Dan before he came in. Tomorrow night, it is our popcorn pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen, with former mayor and co-host of Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt will be making our popcorn pick of the week. That's tomorrow night at 6:35. And then I will be joined by Rob Thomas, who is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor and a film critic who has done great work over the years and is just a phenomenal critic. I almost agree with everything he writes. And that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. But what do you got, buddy?
Well, I brought you a picture
from this.
Godfather Green Bay,
okay.
Circa 2003.
All right, so here's the picture. This is I made this film, The Godfather of Green Bay, in shot up in Marinette for 20 days. Then we shot in LA and Vegas for a week, and Kurt was an extra. Can people see that, Conrad?
A little closer. And up. Because you see the camera.
I'm going to have a t-shirt. How's that? Good God.
I think they got the gist of it.
Listen, it's almost too handsome of a picture anyway to show to the general public. Hey, thank you for coming in, buddy. This was fun.
Thank you for having
me. My thank you to Dan Schaefer. Thank you for all your texts and calls tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for sticking with us. We will be back tonight. And the lovable producer Conrad will be here too with his chapstick. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. FBI Director Christopher Wray is getting out before being kicked out after President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in. Wray announcing today,
"The right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down."
More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Last month, the president-elect announced that he intended to remove Wray and replace him with Kash Patel, a former GOP congressional staffer who was tapped by Trump during his first term for roles at the Pentagon and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, Patel would be the third FBI director to work under a Trump administration.
Though he's promising massive tariffs, CBS News has learned that President-elect Donald Trump has invited his Chinese counterpart to his inauguration on January 20th. No word on whether President Xi Jinping has accepted the invitation. CBS